His touch said everything, conveyed such intimacy, such charm in one so young. She felt their common grief. It bound them together. Lionel Catterman knew how to connect with people, knew what they wanted to hear, sensed it in people. That's why juries loved him. He reached down and picked up the child, lifting her above his head and then into his arms in a great display of affection. "And you must be Lara. Do you remember me? You've grown so much since I last saw you. And how pretty you are," he said in a voice of mock surprise, reserved only for children. Lara hated being picked up, being spoken to by all these strangers. Why couldn't she just go home? Or better still, to heaven? Why had she been left behind? It wasn't fair. "Your father and I were best friends, you know," Lionel Catterman went on. He needed some kind of recognition, approval, even from a 5-year-old child. An understanding that he too had lost. "We shared a room in chambers. Do you know what that is, Lara?" Unmoved by his conversation, she tried to wriggle free. Feeling a little embarrassed, he placed her gently back onto the stone floor. She tried to get round him, to run inside, but Catterman didn't accept defeat that easily. He stopped her gently with an outstretched arm. "Lara, don't be afraid," he said, bending right down just as Father Dolan had done only moments ago.